Welcome to Science in Your Shopping Cart, a new series that shows how science touches many of the products you buy at the grocery store, from new varieties of fruits and vegetables to technological advances that make your food safer, cheaper, and tastier. I'm Todd Silver. Aquaculture, commonly known as fish farming, is a global multi-billion dollar industry and is one of the fastest growing forms of food production. In fact, according to NOAA, more than half of the world's seafood comes from aquaculture. Unfortunately, and this may come as a surprise to many, I know I was surprised to learn that most of the farmed fish we buy and consume actually comes from other countries.
Here in the U.S., we are not a major producer of aquaculture products, and so we see an opportunity to increase aquaculture production, to be able to provide more of the seafood that consumers value, and to be able to reduce some of the burden on those international fisheries.
I visited with Dr. Caird Rexroad, ARS's National Program Leader on Aquaculture. Dr. Rexroad sees tremendous potential in aquaculture growth in this country, and ARS will play a huge role in the future of fish farming, especially finfish, shellfish, and aquatic plants.
We've been able to partner with many of our stakeholders to develop genetic improved stock and transfer those to the industry. We've been able to develop animal health solutions, vaccines, and other things that we've been able to provide as well. I think this will continue into the future, you know, as we develop not only the genetically improved stocks, but the strategies for developing improved stock, more animal health solutions as we move away from the use of antibiotics and look for alternatives that ensure aquatic animal health. These are the things that will continue to be important.
There are many benefits to aquaculture for the agricultural industry, the environment, and for consumers. To name a few, it gives us greater access to seafood, which are rich in omega-3 fatty acids and help promote greater health, including possibly reducing the risk of Alzheimer's and rheumatoid arthritis, and aid in the development of muscle tissues. Fish farming also reduces the burden on our waterways to keep up with growing consumer demand for seafood. It creates a sustainable method for long-term access to seafood, while giving our precious waterways more time to restock itself naturally.
Aquaculture is part of the solution for overfishing on the global scale. We see that aquaculture can be part of the solution for climate change and adapting to climate change, right? And so the ability to have local products that consumers value that don't have to be shipped from across the world is something that we think is important.
The benefits to aquaculture are bountiful, but unfortunately, so are the challenges. Here in this podcast, you'll learn about the different ways that finfish, like catfish, trout and salmon, as well as oysters and other shellfish, are farmed. Some are raised in indoor circulatory systems, while others are grown in huge nets in our oceans, while still others are grown in aquifers.
These are all industries that have their own unique issues that they have to deal with. Some of the things that would be in common is, feed and feed ingredients. How are we going to feed aquaculture, and especially if we expand production in the U.S., combating some of the diseases that we have on farms, making sure that we're maintaining the water quality that we need, both in terms of the water that comes into our systems, using our water, and make sure that we're maintaining our animal well-being and welfare. And then also what we return to the environment. Are we capturing our waste? Do we have a waste stream that's a useful product in itself? And we're making sure that we're responsible stewards of our environment.
Another big challenge is getting consumers to be more conscious about buying seafood that's farm-raised right here in the U.S., sometimes in your own backyard. Did you know that salmon is being raised right now in Florida? Or rainbow trout in Idaho are being fed plant-based diets? Or that oysters are being grown on both coasts? Did you know that steelhead is part of the trout family, and it can be grown in indoor facilities?
We need to win over the consumer in terms of farm fish being a good product. We need to make sure we do a good job. We need to make science-based decisions in terms of our policy and the growth, and if we do that, I think it'll happen.
ARS researchers are working closely with fish farmers to produce popular finfish and shellfish that are tastier, have consistent market weight and color, and are resistant to common diseases. Looking to the future, I asked Dr. Rexroad about the next generation of fish to be farmed.
This is a really important question. You know, right now the federal government is looking at how we can expand aquaculture production, and especially in marine waters. Across the board, you know, many agencies are looking at marine finfish in particular, and what is the next big fish that we should invest in terms of research. We have come up with a list of candidate species that we think are promising, but we're trying to complement the intersection of our technical feasibility and ability to culture these species with interest in the market. You know, is there a market for this fish? Is there a price point that makes it have real potential for an aquaculture species in the U.S.?
Two promising candidates are Florida pampano, which is a fast-growing and tasty fish similar to mahi-mahi, and red drum, a popular gaming fish that's sweet and mild in flavor, similar to red snapper.
We have several stakeholder groups that are growing pompano in recirculating aquaculture systems, and so we see great potential there. Red drum is another species that we're very much interested in. We have a stakeholder base, and we're beginning to engage those folks and look at the potential for growth here in the U.S.
In this seafood edition of Science in Your Shopping Cart, we're going to learn how research facilities across the country are developing new fish farming techniques, new strains of fish, are keeping fish healthy, and creating more sustainable methods for raising finfish and shellfish. So get your lemon and seasonings ready, because in today's episode, we're taking a deep dive into seafood.